Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. This may be one of the weirdest Vietnam-era events you've never heard of. On May 8, 1970, just 5 days after the Kent State University massacre, several hundred anti-war protesters, most of whom were high school and college students, planned to hold a memorial at Broad and Wall Streets in New York City. A counter-demonstration of support for Richard Nixon's policy in Vietnam was kicked off by a certain Peter J. Brennan, an old labor leader in New York who supported the war. The counter-demonstrators were primarily construction workers who happened to be building the World Trade Center. According to the New York Times, one of the construction workers said that not only were the workmen organized, but that also in at least one case they were offered a monetary bonus by their employers if they would take a little time off from their work to, quote, break some heads, unquote. The construction workers descended on Wall Street from four directions. A thin line of policemen had blocked off the steps, but the construction workers swept the policemen aside and moved on the students. The students scattered. The workers sought them out, chasing them along the sidewalk, some selecting students with the most hair and swatting them with their helmets, all the while chanting, quote, all the way USA and, quote, love it or leave it, unquote. When Republican Mayor John Lindsay criticized the police for not doing more to stop the violence, Peter J. Brennan again took action. He organized a march against the mayor on May 11th, in which several thousand construction workers, longshoremen, and white-collar workers held signs reading, Impeach the Red Mayor, and chanting, Lindsay is a bum. They held another rally May 16th, carrying signs calling the mayor a, quote, rat, a, quote, commie rat, a, quote, faggot, and a, quote, traitor. In appreciation after his re-election bid in 1972, Richard Nixon appointed Peter J. Brennan to be his labor secretary. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.